This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hi, and welcome to another Robservation. Today's Robservation is on why people do what they do. We constantly get that question from leaders. How many times have we heard someone in an organization say something like, "Well, that was dumb," or "Everybody knows not to do that"? You know, in a high-performing or progressive organizations, these phrases should immediately be challenged by asking them, "What makes you believe that?" The challenge should happen every time, so that they must look at more than their opinion on what happened, and for the organization to better understand the drivers and reactions and responses to those drivers. When Sidney Decker wrote The Field Guide to Understanding Human Error, he challenged some of those leader thoughts in a few ways. By the way, if you haven't read The Field Guide to Understanding Human Error as a leader, you're missing some of the fundamentals of understanding performance improvement, human and organizational performance, and leadership. And if you haven't read it in the last year, it's probably time to read it again. One of the things Dr. Decker challenges the reader with early in the book is if we really believe that most of our folks come to work to do a decent job every day. Not all, most. In my experience, when asked that question that way, most leaders will say, "Yes, most folks come to work to do a decent job. They don't come to work to get hurt. They don't come to work to break our equipment or to impact quality." So the natural follow-on is, if that's true, then what Dr. Decker implies early in the book must also be true, and that's people do what they do at the time they do it for reasons that make sense to them at the time. Have you ever in your life done something made complete sense to you in the moment, but then upon receiving more information later, it didn't make as much sense or turn out the way you wanted? So let's take a minute to talk about what makes things make sense to people. First, you should use a systemic approach to performance. Then you understand that on any task, at any time, at home, at work, or at play, we're surrounded by other people, programs, processes, work environments, organizations, and equipment. These are dynamic elements that are constantly shifting. As they shift, the individual can either react to the change in some form of intuition or respond to the change with intent. Either way, these outer elements of the task-based system are called systemic drivers because they make people do things based on their input. If you believe the science, and you should because it's far more powerful than your opinions, about 90% of our challenges have systemic drivers associated with errors and bad outcomes. In addition, when we see a systemic driver, we will tend to react to that systemic driver within very predictable personality tendencies. And there's going to be more on that in the next Robservation. So in short, there are two predictable areas that drive people to do what they do and have it make sense to them at the time: systemic drivers and our personality tendencies. If your organization doesn't pay attention to these critical attributes, you'll probably reach a limit as to what your leaders can understand related to the reasoning that people use to do things that, after the fact, really don't make sense to the leader. Organizations need to educate leaders in how the task-based system drives risk and how different personalities respond and react, to get over that hump of blaming the individual for doing something that leaders just think is dumb or wrong. Helping the leaders change their language, change their questions, and change their behaviors related to why someone did what they did is the first step in consistent and sustainable performance improvement.